Hey, it's me again. Well, today I'm having some bullshit today. I'm trying to get back into college. If I didn't make that clear in the last episode, I think I didn't, actually. I'm a college dropout, but I am trying to get back into college, right now. It is very hard, considering how cucky, the system is for getting financial aid. It's just a bunch of paperwork. It's not that it's hard, it's just very stupid. I'm trying my best to get back into college, and right now my email and shit and all these things I left behind are such bullshit to recover. Wish me luck that I hopefully recover that shit and get back into college in time before all the classes go out. If anyone's curious what kind of classes I'm going to take, I'm going to be taking programming this year at I already have Python in me. I already know Python. I was probably even thinking about doing C++ or something, because that shit, I didn't even know that. That's me. I just recently got this morning I was waking up, I was feeling extra shitty, but my girlfriend, she of course helped me out. She wants to hang out later this evening. I'm gonna come with, and hope we're gonna have a fun time. But Yeah, my friend called in because I told her yesterday I was having girl troubles, because with my girlfriend, I just don't know what I'm doing. She's a nice lady. She's a nice girl. It's just I don't know if I'm sometimes I'm good enough, or sometimes I'm having, it's just me being a little bit of a beta boy and just not believing in myself, just having confidence in myself. That's already gone and passed. But she called me and I was like, yeah, I don't have any problems anymore, no worries. And then she was like, all right, cool. And I was hanging up. She was going to hang up. I was like, wait a second. Hold up. Through these 2 years, I've been having a main group of friends that I've been hanging out with for a long-ass time. We've really never had problems until, the last 2 months, when my friend made a stupid joke. And I joined in, unfortunately. Of course I did. I joined in. I was like, you know what? After a while, I was like, maybe this is a little bit fucked up. Maybe I shouldn't be making fun of this person. And I stopped. And then they're shunning me, I guess. Or, I don't know. That guy was shunning me. And then as a collective group, everyone was like, we just went back to their holes and started hiding. And that's how most of my friends are. We're just a bunch of cavemen. We haven't been talking for 2 months now. And I was a little bit worried about, what's going on? Is everyone moving on? Is everyone gonna stop hanging out now? What's going on? And I was like, so what's up with the group? What's up? Why is no one hanging out? I've been texting consistently, hey guys, let's go hang out at this place. Let's go hang out at the coffee shop. Let's get some coffee. I don't fucking care. Let's do something. And apparently, I guess they're trying to move on. And that was depressing as fuck to hear, because I was like, well, but I knew it was gonna happen eventually, but not this soon. I'm a little bit devastated, but she told me that my girlfriend, not my girlfriend, metaphorical girlfriend, who is just a friend who happens to have a vagina, she told me no one's really minding you, because apparently I'm cool to hang out with, just sometimes I'm a downer, as you can tell right now. But they don't mind it. I hope they don't too much. But she just said sometimes I'm a little bit downer. And I was like, you know what? I can take that constructive criticism. I need to be more fucking positive. So I tried. And And my other friends, there's one friend in my group who's a real autistic motherfucker sometimes. I love him though, he's been my long-ass friend, but sometimes he can be a little bit much. He doesn't understand when to stop joking, when the joke is done. So he just, it's always something with him. But yeah, it's some bullshit, and I was a little bit devastated, reasonably, because those were the only friends I had, besides my girlfriend now. But it's just some bullshit. And my friends apparently had a problem with me because I kept doing something in front of her, which was nothing at all weird or anything. It was a very normal thing. It's just like, let's put it shortly, like pretend I'm like smoking in front of someone, right? Right? And most people have the decency, right? To say, hey man, put out your cigarette, right? And that's how it is in real life, right? And they just go like, oh, just put out your cigarette, you do it, you have no problem, right? No, it's, most smokers don't. And, basically what happened is, something like that, not with smoking particularly, because I don't smoke, but something like that, and she was like bothered by it, and she just never confronted me about it. And I was like, you know what, that's a real pussy ass move. I mean, you gotta come on, man. just confront me about it. Don't be a dick. If I'm doing something that you're not comfortable with, just tell me, for fuck's sake. Dude, I like, it's not even something that was with her. I was just like, I'll just be just doing something in the group, right, with another friend, and she'll be like, stop, it's not okay, it's not okay. I would prefer that, but she never does. She just stays silent, and it's this bullshit, and she's not sure with people, yet she expects everyone to treat her, to be straight with her. It's really fucking stupid. Anyway, this bitch is kind of a dumb cunt, but I like her. She's a cool person. But yeah, what is it? But yeah, I've been really, there's a lot of problems in my group, and I was fearing the worst, and the worst is happening. So, but fortunately, she still, my friend that was calling me, still wants to hang out and everything, which is cool. I just need to, get a car. I need to get a car. So that's the thing I need to get. Hopefully that will work. Because, I already have my written test done. It's just that I need to get the driving test done, and I need to go out and start driving. So that's gonna suck dick. Yeah, I really want to start driving. It's just that I don't have, financially, I don't have the time to do that. I need to work, and I need to make money for my mom, and that type of shit. But yeah, otherwise I'm just caveman sitting in a room playing video games all day. So, yeah, I'm the creator of my own problems, and I need to, man the fuck up. But yeah, I was thinking about, maybe I should hang out with her more, and maybe that will actually revive the group from what's happening these past 2 months, because I have been playing non-stop RuneScape for 2 months, and my hands hurt from all the leveling up. I'm such a fucking gamer. Jesus Christ. I'm a real gamer. But yeah, I was really, I'm just like, if there's a point where I'm like, I literally have like, after 2 months, I'm starting to like actually be competent at the game and like actually have nice loot and I have like ruin armor. I think this has been enough time. So I think I need to confront them about it. And I need to be straight with them on like that bitch, whatever the fuck her name is. But yeah, yeah. Anyone experiencing a lot of, I don't know why, but does anyone think there's like a rise in like thoughts, people like women that are just straight up thoughts, and a rise in men that are just like, that are like embrace femininity to like the point where it's unhealthy, you know, like soy boys, people who drink soy and then like watching their women's get fucked, you know, it's kind of weird, and it's like changing the meta right now, and it's just not a good place, because I was watching a video last night when I was playing RuneScape, of course, and I was like, I gotta watch some deep shit while I trip out and play RuneScape, and I did, and I watched, what is it, I watched this one guy who was talking about like how men that growing up without fathers is a common thing now. Most children don't have fathers, and most the African American community, of course, doesn't have fathers and all this shit, and they're the most depressed. But black people, will get to that subject some other time. I'm not racist, I swear. I just I don't know. I feel like black people, or the black people in the media, right, they like to play victim, and it's like that's not really what's happening right now. I don't think we're really anyone's being oppressed. I don't think we're having any social justice issues that are particularly super terrible as they were back then. But yeah, that's a story for another day. When I'm super angry or tripped out, I'll get on this shit and talk about it. But yeah, yeah, no, like, shit, what was I talking about? I'll be right back. Intermission. I forgot what the fuck I was talking about. Be right back. Alright, I'm back. I don't know why I brought African-American community bullshit up randomly. I don't know why. Usually I never really like to talk about politics and shit. Usually I hate it. I hate politics. Politics are something I really dislike talking about. People are like, oh, why? Well, that's the best part is arguing. It's like, well, not for me. I don't like arguing with people because it's just... Sometimes sometimes arguing can be fun. Yes, of course. But most of the time, it's just damaging. It's just not fun. It's just like, wow, why am I arguing with this person over something that really I have no control over? So, yeah. oh, shit. Sorry. Today, if I coughed in the mic and scared the shit out of you. But yeah, it's talking about fathers and masculinity and shit. Apparently, the decrease of fathers and shit is actually direct... is. What I think is directly correlated to the men being more feminine or embracing more feminine shit and defacting masculinity and not wanting to be part of it. It's because maybe we've grown to have such a negative view of masculinity. Here's my definition of masculinity. There's many definitions, as in, like, the definition has changed. Usually, it used to be in the back of the... In the old ages, used to be physical strength and agility and all these other shit and ability to maintain, get food, hunt, you know? Nowadays, it's the opposite. Who can get the most money? Who has the... Who can support their families? Who can help their daughters or sons or daughters when they... When they have financial crises, that's a father, or what I like to call a man. People think that being a man is a person who has a wealth, right? They got wealth, they got a big car, they got a girl friend, they got supermodels, they got everything. They're a playboy, right? But the thing about a playboy is they're boys. Right, they're not men. They if I ask any playboy, they probably have had a child, right? And they're probably not supporting that child with shit. Or they're not very good people. And I think a man is a person who is not wealthy, right? A person who's not very well, at least middle class or something. I don't know, someone who has any income. Provides for a family, has, you know, at any cost, makes sure to take care of, you know, their offspring, tries to understand what he did wrong, or if there's anything that could be improved. A man is always improving himself. I don't know why this devolved into what's a man, but that's what I feel it's going on, and people are taking it like people are thinking that femininity is going to solve the problem. Oh shit, my girlfriend is texting me. She's going to be here 20 minutes. Fuck my ass. Alright, but anyway, there is no God. The only God is, his name is Gary, and this is his fucking mod. Alright?